Any agenda items like pushed. We're good.
Good morning and welcome to the November 9, 2023 regular meeting of the Orange County Human Relations Commission. The agenda contains a brief general description of each item to be considered. Except as provided by law, no action shall be taken appearing on this agenda. Public participation is encouraged in person and via Zoom. Public comments will be accepted during the open forum. If you're attending in person and wish to speak, and welcome to the November 9th, 2023 regular meeting of the Orange County Human Relations Commission. The agenda contains a brief general description of each item to be considered. Except as provided by law, no action shall be taken on any item not appearing on the agenda. Public participation is encouraged in person and via Zoom. Public comments will be accepted during the open forum portion of the meeting. If you are attending in person and wish to speak during open forum, please complete a speaker request form and turn it in to the clerk prior to the start of open forum. If you are participating via Zoom and would like to speak during open forum, please put the raise hand icon in Zoom or dial *9 when open forum is called. When you are called upon to make your comment, unmute yourself or dial *6. For those calling in, you will be called upon by your telephone number. Please state your name if you wish to identify yourself prior to speaking. Speakers will be given 3 minutes to speak, and the clerk will run the timer and announce when the time is up. And we welcome you to today's commission meeting. As we start the meeting, I'd like to introduce our two new commissioners and have them tell us a little bit about themselves. We have Raina Obie, and Natalie Moser. And we'd like to welcome you as commissioners. And Raina, would you like to share a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So my name is Raina Obide. I'm a recent MPH graduate from UCI and currently working as a program coordinator at Access California Services in Anaheim, California. So that's just a little bit about me. I'll pass it on to you.
Thank you. Yes, my name is Natalie Mosier. I'm currently a city council member in Huntington Beach. I have been involved in human relations activities and as an advocate for a number of years. Got started in public service in 2017. As a member of the Human Relations Task Force in Huntington Beach. Later became the chair, and I'm just really happy to be able to be here to participate in trying to make our county better.
Welcome people. All right.
His opening quote and reflection.
Recommended that I read this, but I was sharing with Adeli and Lauren when we were working on the drafts. I shared this lament that I received from a friend of mine, and they suggested that I share it with you guys. So just fair warning, this is a lament from my friend Maher. I had asked him if there was like a particular word that was on his heart during this time. He said, "As I watch the videos of those killed and numbers climbing exponentially every day, I'm brought to tears thinking of one word, breath. So many in the last 2 weeks have taken their last breath on both sides. Those who survive have their breath taken away, not knowing what to do now with their entire families dead. When I was a kid in Beirut during the Israeli invasion, bombs would drop by our house and my breath would be taken away from the shock, rattle, and wind that would blow through the house because we had to keep the windows open so that they wouldn't shatter. So much more to say, but I will leave it at breath. I never thought one word would have so much meaning to me."
Thank you.
Item number is monthly summary of commission activities.
Anything to say?
An overview of the monthly summary.
Why would I have that?
Get passed around.
You just want me to read it?
I'm sorry, I just haven't done it before.
I didn't know that. I'm
not sure what the expectation is.
I see.
I'm happy to do it.
Okay. Train me, and then
I'll be ready. This is your training session. Pay attention, everybody.
All us new people, like, let's pay
attention. So the commission has a contract with the county, and they have to fulfill certain goals. And so this chart on page 5 of 11, item 3, details what those are in each quadrant here. So organizing meetings for hate crime prevention with two sections to go. We're already close to our goal. Monitor and offer support when intergroup relations, bias, community relation, conflicts, tensions. In other words, crisis response. We've already fulfilled our goal. Follow up hate activity. Sadly, we are surpassed our goal. Listening sessions, looks like we have a little more work to do. We're only halfway there. We sitting on advisory committees, done that, and deliver and teach in different settings. It's beautifully exceeded. This number can't be big enough, what we're doing here. And provide monthly comprehensive hate activity database and reporting data events. We are on track there as well. So do you want to give any color commentary to any of that, Denora?
I would only say that if you look at the first column, that's our total.
Sorry, I flipped it. I apologize. Oh, we're killing it. Killing it. I apologize.
We'll give a little bit more context and information at the staff check-in, but staff have been very busy in the last couple months, and I'm glad that they're here because I'd like for them to share a little bit about the amazing work they're doing.
Yeah. Any hate crime that sticks out during this last period that you want to share?
So I think the one thing I will say, and if you look at your dashboard on page 6 of 11, this number is really low at our expectations. So I believe Rabbi a couple months ago pointed out there was this 3-month period where we saw the numbers climbing, and they hit up to like 27, I believe. We're looking at 17 in the month of October, and we know that there's been major shifts in just life in the month of October. And this number doesn't reflect what's happening in the community. So
can I just ask you, how do you know that? Like,
how do we know what?
Well, basically you're saying, here's the number, don't trust the number. So I'm just wondering, like, how do you rectify that?
So one of the things I'm going to say is, the reason I'm saying that is because my staff have been out in the community for the last 30 days, having conversations with different folks who have shared that they're hearing about hate incidences on a daily in schools and communities, yet we're still only seeing 17 reported acts in this month, which tells me stuff is happening, people aren't reporting. So one of the things that we did a couple weeks back is we did a mini reporting campaign to the Hate Prevention Network, reminding them if folks are experiencing anything and they don't trust 211, they might not trust law enforcement, they might trust you. We can work with you to collect that information and then report it later, and then connect those folks to resources. We also created some social media stuff that they could post, just as, you know, this is where you report online, here's where you can call, and here's what you can do. So the reason why I say don't trust it, well, this, this number within itself is are just the reports are going to 211. So we know that every year we have to collect data from law enforcement schools. So this is just a sort of the temperature check of about what's being reported to us. But what we know, underreporting is a huge problem. And just based on what we're hearing from the community, it's not reflecting what's showing up here. So that means...
I guess I'm just like wanting to make sure, and I recognize that October is exceptional, and I would assume that there's been things happening too. I'm hoping that there's room for a day when we can say, this is the report and not as much is happening as used to. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Goal, right?
Yes.
That's the goal.
Well, I want to make sure that is the goal and not just always, you know, assuming that it's happening. But I hear what you're saying, especially for right now. Yes.
And, you know, and to look at these numbers, and I'm just going to reflect back when we first started COVID. And in March, one of the things that I started noticing was there was an increase in the number of reports that were coming in specifically from the Asian American community, which was really odd compared to what was showing up in our data past. There are red flags. It really tells us, you know, there's something happening in the community. And I know for now, what we're trying to do is trying to create the safe spaces or, you know, the communications for folks to say, it's safe to report. You might not feel safe, maybe 211 might be too overcoming, whatever. We can help you fill out that form for you if you just need that ear. So that's what is reflected here. That's what's come through 211. Our hope is that as we do, you know, continue to do outreach and with your help as well, that we spread the word for folks to reach out and get support as they need it.
Question, Norma. So from the ADL or CARE or any of those, they don't report monthly, they only report yearly.
Yeah, that's what we're working on right now. Specifically with ADL, we're trying to, because the reporting systems are different, there's always a snag on how soon they can get reports to us. Mm-hmm. And from our conversations with them, a yearly basis, it's easier than getting something to us on a monthly basis.
But on the yearly basis, then can you, once you get that report, do it by month? So that we can retroactively go back and say October was actually 35 and not
70. That's the issue. They're reporting the way that they, because they collect data nationally. It takes a while for them to even extrapolate whatever it is for OC and give us specific data. I would have to backtrack and see what they sent us this year to see if they actually label by date or if they're just sending us the information or the category.
Well, that would be important for all the places from which we take information.
Most of them they do.
Okay.
Yeah. There's specific orgs that have their own systems and then collect it differently.
Yeah, I actually do want to add, at Access, we are trying to make our own reporting form. Just because our specific community that we see, they have a very specific fear of reporting it, and there's a fear of retaliation, whether it's to law enforcement or to 211, because they don't know where that data is going. Mm-hmm. So for Access specifically, we wanted to make a safer space for our community that we are serving. So hopefully we can add to this.
Absolutely.
But you guys normally report it once a year too.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, so I understand that's collected yearly. It's not required to be collected monthly to show correct numbers, like more accurate numbers.
It depends on the organization. For Access, with Access joining on the CBO network, they were required to send in stuff to us on a monthly basis, but because we don't have that funding anymore, we could only say, help us and give us your data. But we haven't had someone who has been able to track that on a monthly to send it to us. So right now, it's mostly annually. And it's a discussion, I think, that we have at the hate prevention network level around those members who are at that table, who are collecting data. Is there a way for them to be able to send us stuff sooner? So then that way these numbers can reflect a little bit closer to what's happening than waiting until the end of the year. But we also recognize that we have organizations at the hate prevention network that are very, very small. One person operation, which that within itself could be really overwhelming for them. So we don't want to put also too much burden on folks.
I'd say the standardization of the data is really important, but you mentioned the burden also of small organizations that are receiving the data. I think to some extent, almost a footnote of understanding what the different organizations, like the regularity of the reporting, maybe even acknowledging the reality that they're not able to report more frequently because of that burden or size or lack of resources. And then definitely indicating here that, because you'll end up having an avalanche of data come in at the end of the year or whenever it's reported, which is what comes out in the hate crime report. It would be good, I think, to indicate here in some way, whether it be a footnote or what have you, that this is only from 211, and or if there are agencies that are reporting monthly, if it includes those agencies. Mm-hmm. Like I know the city of Huntington Beach in the past, I don't know if currently was reporting monthly, I believe. That's what we talked about in the past. And like I just pulled up because we had our human relations committee disbanded over the summer. We previously had reporting monthly, and that's only there through June. So I was just sending a message to our officers about that. But I'm curious, I would be curious to make sure that who is providing monthly data, if anyone, and also, and I know this is more burden on all of you too, but to see when that, if it changes from month to month, because that will change what's reported here, potentially, if there's a gap in agencies, right? If suddenly they're not reporting, that might be what we see here.
That's a good point. So I will add the footnote here.
And I remember you saying that our county and this board is probably one of the more advanced for data gathering, like anywhere, because you get asked to speak in different places.
We're on par with LA County, I will have to say.
It's a new idea to keep track of. So I'm appreciating that. But yeah, sometimes I wish that, like, especially when we look at press releases or informing the supervisors, if we believe something's going on that should be addressed, it would be nice to have data to back that up. To say here in Orange County, because obviously anecdotally, especially October, like, we see and we feel a lot, but translating that into what's happening actually here, because we're responsible for this county and what's happening, you know, in our four walls. So that's why I feel frustration about that, because I'm like, man, you know, like I'd like to be able to say, but we really can't. But you like you're saying, you guys have red flags or movement or anecdotal stories. So I'm just wondering how we could quantify that. Does that make sense? You know?
Right. And my staff will speak a little bit more about the plan, but I feel that that's why it's important to hear what there's, you know, hear them about what they're doing, because this data is important. But if we're not out there collecting these stories to back this up, then, you know, it's all just data. It's all just numbers. The other part is there's so much fear. There's so much anxiety around this. And I'm surprised that we haven't had as many reports as I thought we would. But then at the same time, the conflict is ongoing. So I could feel like people are just want to insulate and just want to stay within their own communities and not reach out, because they're still uncertain. They're still fearful of who they're connecting with. And what we're trying to do is show up and say, we're here. How can we support? 211, this form might be overwhelming for you, even though it's in multiple languages. We can fill that out for you if it need be. or let's work with an organization that you do trust. And how do we make sure that they're able to fill up the data for you and then pass that on to us? So we're looking at different alternatives to fill that gap. At the same time, you're all connected to different communities and organizations. We would hope that you would also help us with that message and trying to really direct folks to the portal or even to my staff if they need a little bit more personalized attention.
Thank you, Molly. Thank you for the updates.
This is open forum, and I have not received any requests to speak. So item number four is review, discuss, and vote on Pride Month statement template to be issued by the commission every year prior to June.
So starting out with the statement, the commission denounces all types of bias motivated hate. Can we read over it or can we read
it?
We're
doing it.
Pardon me.
We're reading it. We're refreshing our memory.
Okay. Over it out loud as well. Banana, October 12, 2023, the Orange County Human Relations Commission celebrates Pride Month with our Orange County LGBTQ plus community in June and stands with the LGBTQ plus community every other month of the year. We believe this vibrant and inclusive movement is to be commended. With every passing year, we are reminded that we still have work to do to ensure that every Orange County resident can live authentically and without threat of harm. Across Orange County from 2021 to 2022, there was a 126% increase in anti-LGBTQ plus hate activity reported. In addition, hate crimes motivated by sexual orientation increased by 24%, and hate incidents motivated by sexual orientation increased by 161%. The mission of the Orange County Human Relations Commission is to seek out the causes of tension and conflict, discrimination, and intolerance, and attempt to eliminate those causes. We believe in everyone's right to live free of racism, hate, discrimination, and bigotry, no matter where you live. We are committed to fight racism and bigotry with love, empathy, compassion, and strength while promoting equity, inclusion, diversity, and belonging for all. If you've been a witness to a hate crime or have been victimized, please report via the following ways: online, call 211, press #6, or text OCHateActivity. Any discussion on this particular statement? No.
Question.
Okay. That's just the update for the data. Supposed to be a link for the hate crime report.
If we suggest and make edits right now, that doesn't put it on the next agenda, does it? Can we make small edits right now, and then it's just checking before I make two semantic suggestions. Where it says every other month of the year, could we say all months of the year?
Every month? I put every month of the year.
All or every. Yeah. But not every other.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I know.
March.
Yeah, right. Yeah, leave some room for wiggle room. So all months or every month.
Other months.
We knew what we meant, so we weren't seeing it. Yes.
All
months.
We're taking that away.
So all months or every month. Which one?
All months.
All year long.
I think that I, if I remember too, the spirit of this is that we have this ready to go on June 1st,
yes,
so we can put it out in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the reference to June, because even though it says October, we're not going to release it right now.
And when it gets released, it'll have the date of
the current date.
Yeah, it'll be the date it's released. Okay. So I did make the note here that that has to be updated. So all year long?
So, well, I like the contrast between like June and
June is special, but we do it every
month.
That's kind of
every month.
Yeah,
that's better than all months. Okay, every month. Can it be normal? So every month instead of every other month. So just take out the word other. And then second semantics question. While promoting equity, inclusion, diversity, and belonging for all, second to last paragraph. I don't think we promote diversity for all. So I think it means equity, inclusion, diversity, and belonging for all, but that's not semantically clear. So can we either take out for all or take out diversity? So it could just say while promoting equity, inclusion, diversity, and belonging. But if you say belonging for all, then the for all gets attributed to all of the things in the list. But we don't really promote diversity for all. Like diversity is something that exists that we're not like, you know what I mean? Promoting for all. So can we take out for all?
For all.
And then my last one is just a question and then I'll stop talking. The title, I would love for the title to be a little more specific to, like, we intended to write a statement for Pride Month. Like, it'd be cool if the statement, the title was like, the OC Human Relations Commission celebrates Pride Month, which is the first sentence of the statement, or something more specific. So just leave that suggestion. That's it.
I have a question too, really, it could go either way. So on the third paragraph, where it says, we believe in everyone's right to live free of racism, hate, discrimination, and bigotry, no matter where you live. So I had to go back and look at everyone versus you. And when you say everyone, it is a singular pronoun, which would normally be he or she, which I could see why we wouldn't normally want to use that, because we also have they. But I'm not necessarily saying we shouldn't say you. I'm saying, might we say where they live? Because it kind of changes, I could go, either way, but I feel like it would be where they live.
I like they better.
Though I know plural versus singular gets confused.
I think it would be understood in this context as the singular they.
Okay.
Or if you're not thinking that way, you would just read it and not notice.
Yeah. That'd be more confusing.
Back to the title of it. Does anyone else have possible?
Is there a reason we wouldn't do that, Norma? Like to be consistent as a commission?
No, it's up to however you want to title these and put them out. I've already made the change.
I was thinking of like the spirit of June being special for this, like that we're celebrating that spirit.
I want to say, even in the ad hoc meeting for the last statements, there was a discussion around making the titles less lengthy, but at the same time that it's direct to what the purpose of the statement is. Because we do have a couple that are really lengthy, and we have others that are very vague. So,
how do you guys feel about that? It celebrates the spirit of Pride Month.
I think it's great. Well, very to the point, and it's positive.
Because this is it's like a special month for them, as opposed to like we say every month.
Do we need the phrase "spirit of"?
Celebrates Pride. Because we're talking about every month and all year long.
Yeah, but we're doing this for June in particular for a reason, because things came up this past June that we felt like we were behind. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I know you weren't here, but like, so.
Yes, so that it's specific to Pride, but I
think the Relations Commission celebrates Pride Month. OC Human Relations Commission celebrates Pride.
So what's the definition of pride, is it?
Yeah, so my experience with queer communities is like I will tend to say like Pride Month because that like makes sense to me, Pride Month. But like my gay friends will just say like, we're celebrating Pride. Mm-hmm. Like the reference is to the month of June, but it's also like, are you going to Pride? Not like, are you going to the Pride parade? Like, are you going to, you know, are you celebrating Pride? So it's just like a difference in.
I guess part of me is thinking about what happened this past year and I'm not just concerned about the Pride community. Like this is a message to people outside of that community too, and then they struggle with defining it, and we're helping that. Yeah. I guess in a way.
It might be more accessible if we leave the word month in there.
You also have the reference because you're doing it around the same time that Pride Month is. So maybe it's also just the assumption that Pride Month, that is Pride Month.
And that's why we picked June to put it out.
Yeah.
I'm fine with either one, Pride or Pride Month.
I think Pride Month makes it specific that we really, just like the rest of the countries, pointing this month out to really concentrate on.
And there were a lot of special things that went on in June for that Pride in particular.
Pride Month.
Do we do motions here?
Yeah.
Sorry, okay.
So moved.
Motion is amended.
Do roll call, but you can just do all in favor.
I mean,
you can just say all in favor. And,
all in favor.
Aye.
For Jennifer.
Yeah.
Okay, next item, item number 5, review, discuss, and vote on statement, OC Human Relations Commission warns with Jewish community and denounces anti-Semitism.
Okay, the statement. The Orange County Human Relations Commission unequivocally condemns and denounces the horrific acts of terror, including murder, rape, and kidnapping committed against Israeli civilians on October 7, 2023, by Hamas. Entire families were taken hostage by Hamas just days after Israel marked the holiest days on the Jewish calendar, killing 1,400. This single greatest attack on Jews since the Holocaust came just after this commission's 2022 Orange County Hate Crime Report revealed that Jewish residents of Orange County continue to be the primary target of faith-based hate incidents, 87%. This hateful attack sparked a dramatic increase in anti-Semitism in the United States, resulting in our Orange County Jewish community experiencing harassment and fear of violence where they live, work, pray, and go to school. As Eli Wiesel said, for the dead and the living, we must bear witness. We offer our deepest sympathies and condolences to the Jewish community who have been affected by the horrendous events on October 7th. We are resolute and unwavering in our stance against hate, and we stand committed to fighting anti-Semitism in Orange County. We urge all Orange County residents to treat our Jewish neighbors with respect and continue to hope for an Orange County where fear and violence yield to understanding and coexistence for all its residents. If you have been a witness to a hate act or have been victimized, please report via the following ways.
I have one suggestion, like the way that press releases are normally done is you have like the same ending on all your press releases to reference like information about your group. Because if a reporter took this one thing, right, we would want them to have it. So I was thinking the paragraph that we had for the Pride Month, same thing and put it at the end of all of our press releases. In other words, so they know where this announcement's coming from and what our charge is. Like, why would we be putting this out? Because this is what we do here.
So you need to start with the mission and the original.
Yeah. It's changed. I think the only one that has been kept throughout is the reporting information. But you know, we can always add this. Just keep that as a template for all future things.
I'm going to make it easier for a reporter that may want to agree on it to say where it came from, and then they have a reference for like why we do what we do. You know what I mean? And they can put that in. It's just, yeah.
I can make one suggestion as well. At the end of the first paragraph, it says killing 1,400. I think it might sound better murdering 1,400 human beings. Maybe because a soldier can kill, but these were terrorists who murdered. I think there's a difference. It's a very deeply meaningful statement. Appreciative of it.
So this one hasn't gone out yet? Okay, because no, I thought we talked at the last meeting that the chair could put something.
So no, we had a special meeting.
Okay.
I want to respond to Rhonda's suggestion. I like the idea of us having like a paragraph that's tagged onto the bottom of all our statements. If we did what we have on the Pride statement, I think I would like it to have that first sentence that says the mission and then go straight into if you have been a witness, because the part in the middle that we believe, I think that language is really valuable for specifying it to what that statement is about. Like there's more wiggle room in there to make the statement directed toward the purpose of that particular statement, not just to our mission. Am I making sense? Mm-hmm. So like if we had the sentence that says the mission of the commission, and then the sentence of if you have been a witness as one paragraph that goes at the bottom of all of our statements, I think I would like that, but just not the whole thing that you were referencing there. I think it's a little too wordy to be like tagged on the bottom.
Are we going to take it out of this one too?
I don't know. I was just responding to your suggestion.
Because that one in the Pride one is very specific. I know you're talking about. Because we used to have a standard paragraph. It was pretty straightforward. Our mission and where they can report, right?
That's just the music.
If we were to go back, I don't know if we can. We already approved this, but if we were to go back to this one, I think this statement still works to just move that one sentence to the if you have been a witness, and then it would go straight from increased by 161%. Next paragraph, we believe in everyone's right, and just reordering that one sentence, I think that would still work. And then we could do Rhonda's idea of using that whole the mission, and then if you have been a witness as the tag at the bottom of everything we do.
So you feel like the we believe statement belongs only to Pride Month.
I think it's too wordy to be a
Jamie
thing that's tagged on the bottom.
What? Can we amend it?
You can go back. The person that made and seconded the motion would have to rescind it, and you'd have to rescind the approval of it to discuss it again.
Or we could start our new idea.
Well, I was wondering. Since this one's already been voted on,
right?
Maybe we can apply the new one to.
I do like having our mission on there.
And future.
Yeah.
So the statements that will be added is that first portion of the mission, and then where to go if they need to report something.
Right.
Okay.
And then I would also suggest without the bullet points, but the way that it's written on the Pride statement, just in prose. So it would go the mission, and then it has the quote, and then if you have been a witness, and the rest of that sentence at the bottom.
Anyone else have something on this one?
If we're allowed to discuss the next statement before we vote on this one.
We can take the items concurrently if you want. I can just read the title for the next item. Okay, so we're going to take it with item 6. Review, discuss, and vote on statement OC Human Relations Commission mourns with Palestinian Americans and denounces Islamophobia.
So this statement, the Palestinian struggle for land and home is generations long. Now, as a result of the Israeli response to Hamas's terrorist attack, more than 1 million Palestinians have been displaced. An additional 2 million are expected to be displaced and their homes destroyed with nowhere to go and limited humanitarian aid. Thousands of Palestinians have been massacred, nearly half children. They have taken their last breath under concrete rubble, and many more are still longing to breathe free. In Orange County, we offer our deepest and most heartfelt condolences to our Palestinian neighbors for the tragic loss of life and ongoing violence in their homeland. We condemn the horrific hate crime and murder of a 6-year-old Palestinian American boy, Wade Al-Fayouma, and the stabbing of his mother. As our Muslim, Palestinian American, and Arab American communities in Orange County are grieving, we iterate that they should not have to live in fear of harassment, discrimination, or hate anywhere. The Orange County Human Relations Commission strongly condemns the increase in hate incidents against Muslim, Palestinian American, and Arab American. We are resolute that Arab and Muslim Orange County residents must not be harassed and held responsible for the acts of Hamas, but together we must combat the false narrative that Arabs and Muslims are terrorists. We are resolute and unwavering in our stance against hate and stand committed to fighting Islamophobia in Orange County. We urge all Orange County residents to treat our Muslim, Palestinian, American, and Arab American neighbors with respect and continue to hope for an Orange County where fear and violence yield to understanding and coexistence for all in front of me. If you have been a witness, we're here for you.
Third paragraph, we need S's at the end of Muslim Palestinian American.
Also in that paragraph, strongly condemns the increase in hate incidents. Wouldn't we just condemn hate incidents? I mean, versus, of course, we don't want an increase. Or hate activity.
That was one of the reasons why I was talking about the numbers, because, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. Do we have data to back that
do
up?
Do we have data that says here in Orange County, like, I mean, for sure, like, we're hearing it in other places, and I do see, like, the connection between the stabbing, you know what I mean? That's obviously, like, a connector, and we're preempting. Like, I get that. I'm trying to make sure that, so.
Thank you. So a little bit more background on me. I am Arab and Muslim American, and at Access California, we serve all underserved populations, but we primarily see, or a large portion of us there last month.
Yes,
you guys were, yeah. I did watch a little bit of that meeting. So I've been, specifically to this statement, I do have, based on the community that I'm constantly around, and as well as family and friends who are directly affected by this, I did sort of not rewrite the statement, but I made edits and I printed out some copies. And I don't know if I'm allowed to pass them out.
Absolutely.
Is that fine? Who wrote this, Norma? Just your name?
The
Avon.
So now me and Lauren.
While you're passing that out, let me just comment. I've struggled with this statement all week long. Because while following the first paragraph, I would vote for in a heartbeat, I find the narrative in the first paragraph to be more provocative and unclear as to who's to blame for what's happening to the Palestinian people. And to your point, Anta, is these statistics are really up for grabs in terms of the thousands massacred, this, that. I mean, we don't have good data to define those things. And, you know, how many more are still longing to breathe free, last breath under concrete rubble? These are very provocative statements, and it doesn't answer the question who's responsible for that, and leaves that question open. And so it's given me pause, and I really am struggling because I condemn all death of innocent people. It's just horrific in the worst way. I think there's a difference between a terrorist coming across your border and killing you than the sad loss of life when a nation's defending itself. And this doesn't address that, and maybe it shouldn't. But then, therefore, maybe it shouldn't be as provocative as it is in the first paragraph. So maybe your statement addresses that. Let me
Palestinian struggle for land and home under the ongoing Israeli occupation is generations long. Now, as a result of the Israeli bombardment on occupied Palestine and civilians, more than 1 million Palestinians have been displaced. An additional 2 million are expected to be displaced from their homes and their homes destroyed with nowhere to go and limited humanitarian aid. More than 10,000 Palestinian Muslims and Christians have been massacred, nearly half children. They have taken their last breath under concrete rubble, and many more are still longing to breathe free. We unequivocally condemn the loss of these innocent Palestinians. In Orange County, we offer our deepest and most heartfelt condolences to our Palestinian neighbors for the tragic loss of life and ongoing violence in their homeland. We condemn the horrific hate crime and murder of a 6-year-old Palestinian American boy, Wadia Al-Fayloum, and the stabbing of his mother. As our Muslim, Palestinian American, and Arab American communities in Orange County are grieving, we iterate that they should not have to live in fear of harassment, discrimination, or hate in Europe. The Orange County Human Relations Commission unquestionably and strongly condemns the increase in hate crimes and incidents against Muslims, Palestinian Americans, and Arab Americans. Prior to and following 9/11, Arabs and Muslims have been attacked and blamed for terrorist attacks due to the long history of racism and xenophobia in the U.S. Together, we must combat this wartime rhetoric used by many media outlets that depicts Arab and Muslims negatively and lead to hate in our communities. We are resolute and unwavering in our stance against hate and stand committed to fighting Islamophobia in Orange County. We urge all Orange County residents to treat our Muslim, Palestinian, American, and Arab American neighbors with respect and continue to hope for an Orange County where fear and violence yield understanding and coexistence for all its residents.
So, Rita, can we hear from you? So it's mainly the changes that first paragraph, right? Yeah. And then the 9/11 reference, yeah, and then the word unquestionably. Mm-hmm. So could you just tell us from your community, like, the importance of each of those and, like, why we would add that?
Yeah. So just in that first paragraph, in reference to the original statement, what I've noticed is we want to separate that narrative that this is still a response from Hamas's attack. This has now become a lot more damaging to the Palestinian community than just a response to Hamas's attack. And I'm not saying that it's more than that, and I don't want to make a bigger statement than that. But I wanted to separate that narrative that this is still in response to. The response should have been a month ago, and now it's just the death of Palestinians is just too high to say that's still a response.
So tell me more about that. Like, for instance, so you're saying that Israel has gone beyond a response that they should have to what they did? Is that what you're saying? Like, again, I don't want to make a huge political statement, but just looking at the numbers, just the more than 10,000 Palestinians dead. I'm not trying to be snarky at all. I understand, but like that's part of what this commission does is we try to understand. And so this is like a big opportunity for me.
Yeah.
This is very simplified. I get it. But are you saying like they killed 14, so then 14 should be killed over here? Something like that. Like I'm trying to understand. Like, yeah. In other words, it was like an overwhelming response or something.
Yeah, you could call it an overwhelming response. I could see it as being an overwhelming response. Again, I'm not an expert on the geopolitical stance.
But you're also saying this how like my community, what would be important? Because some of these statements are about a community feeling like we are responding to how they feel, right? That's what our commission does. We listen and we hear from people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just think over the past month, it's always been the question of, and especially asked to the Palestinian Americans and Arab and Muslim American communities, do we condemn Hamas? And that's not even a question. Of course we condemn the attacks on October 7th and whatever happens between the government of one nation and the government of the other nation. It shouldn't involve this many civilians that it has now involved. So I think when we still call this a response to the attacks of October 7th, it's very damaging and misleading as to what is going on, really, and who one nation is actually targeting. So I think we just want to clear it up that this has gone beyond just a response and gone beyond a war, and there is more to that. But in terms of the statement, we want to separate that narrative from being a response to Hamas and the lives that are lost because of one side. Very heavily bombarding the other side.
Right, and so we hear on the other side that there's particular reasons why that would happen in that part of the world, which is obviously really, really hard, at least for me to even comprehend. So I think that's kind of the struggle is we're also like bringing in information about a part of the world and a situation, like you said, like it runs pretty deep and it's, you know what I mean? Like, and the geographics of it and where things are and all of that is really, really hard. you know, to get, like, we're not a foreign affairs committee. Like, that's where my struggle is like, I don't want to go too far this way or this way. But at the same time, like, we like to acknowledge that this is hard. Like,
for me, when I read this new statement, said a statement, I actually do appreciate the fact that you recognize that it includes Christians, for example, and that you recognize the children that are impacted. I think I'm reading it differently, and I would love to hear, like, the other commissioners on how your difference between the first and the.
Maybe we could discuss this in a structured piece by piece. So there are four differences between this statement and this one. One is, as a result of X, so that's the whole conversation you're bringing up here. That's the first one. The second one is the number massacred. So there's the way that this addressed it was without specifics for various reasons we could explain later. And then this one has specifics. The third one is the addition of Muslims and Christians instead of just generally Palestinians. And the fourth change is what's in paragraph 3. So I'm going to suggest we knock one of those out of the park right now and pick the easiest one. Is there one of those four changes that anybody thinks is like an easy thing to discuss that we can start there?
One quick thing, I did notice a difference in the spelling of the Palestinian boy. So I don't know if
did we have it spelled wrong.
Yes.
Yeah, it was spelled correctly. Yeah.
No, it's not easy to talk about, and it's not easy to solve. With all due respect to this new statement, this is, of course, a rewriting of history. This is a false narrative. One, I understand it's out there, and the news loves to put out. But, you know, what's also not mentioned in this is that there are 240 hostages still being held by Hamas. So the response is completely appropriate until they give back the hostages that they stole. They're also continually bombing, so they haven't stopped. So the war is ongoing. So this is the same narrative we see all the time that has no bearing to the truth. The 10,000 number, if it's one, it's deplorable. 10,000, if Hamas is giving you that number that we just heard, Hamas is a terrorist organization that should be condemned, they're the ones providing that number, then that's not a number I would trust. So to put it in a statement here seems to me far beyond what we should be doing. To me, the statement is one in which it should say, we condemn the loss of innocent life, Palestinian innocent life, and call it out. And we can leave it blank as who's to blame. Of course, Israel wouldn't have responded had they not been unprovoked, had an unprovoked attack, but 1,400 people were massacred. I don't know if it's proportional or not proportional, but a nation has a right to defend itself against the terror that comes to it in an evil nature. And if Hamas is going to place its headquarters in hospitals and mosques and places, then it's a Hamas's fault that sadly innocent lives are taken because they use people as human shields. So it's not easy to talk about or to solve. I think the first statement is too much open for interpretation. I think the second statement is a false narrative. So we can go whatever direction we want, but, you know, for me, first statement is problematic for me. The second statement, if we pass this, then this commission has lost its way. In a really profound, profound way, to say that a nation that has 1,400 people slaughtered doesn't have a right to defend itself. I mean, it's just very simple to me. The moral calculus is without difficulty.
Can I make an observation just real Please. Quick as part of the discussion that on the anti-Semitism statement, other than just like the specifics about it was Hamas on a certain day and what happened that day, we didn't talk about history. We didn't talk about how a Jewish person would feel about the history behind that. So One suggestion could be that we don't discuss history. What we discuss is what's happening, that that's hurting people in Orange County because of their ties to their homeland, something like that, and maybe keep it more simple because we didn't do it here. So maybe we got into too much detail here because we didn't do it for the Jewish community. So that could be one thing to consider as I look at this. We're not saying how anybody should feel, you know what I mean, other than the basics.
We attempted to write a statement that focuses on Orange County, that focuses on our neighbors, demonstrating compassion and respect for our neighbors here and validating how people are experiencing the world right now. And it's difficult to do that in a way that, it is because of what is happening over there, but we've tried really hard to be like, we're focusing here, we're just referencing that for context. So I agree that they're addressing issues of fault and like making determinations about political activity is beyond the scope of this commission. But I do want to be specific enough that our neighbors can sense our compassion and awareness of what they're dealing with. To clarify, Rabbi, I never meant that this was easy. I literally was just hoping to point you guys to one of those four things because I do think it's very easy to just add in Muslims and Christians instead of just saying Palestinians, because that's just an easy way to like recognize that not all Palestinians are Muslim, and so easy. So that's what I meant. Obviously, I don't think this is easy. I invested more than 12 hours.
I know, and I compliment you and Lauren and Adelie as well. It was clear to me a lot of effort went into this, and I really do appreciate that. I mean, to me, the first paragraph, it should say something to the effect of, we condemn or stand with the Palestinian people as we mourn the loss of innocent lives, any innocence taken due to a war, and due to this particular war is one in which we, our hearts hurt or whatever, showing that compassionate side that I think all of us really do feel, and then maybe skipping the history, I don't know.
What's difficult on for the Palestinian statement is that for our Palestinian neighbors to sense our compassion and awareness, we do have to reference something prior to October 7th, because like we talked about it in our ad hoc meeting, like people are not protesting right now because someone they know died and they're grieving. Like there's more to the story, and we have to acknowledge that in this statement. Otherwise they're empty words. However, we're not gonna just make political like commentary. We're not the news, we're the Human Relations Commission. And so that's why I think so out of these four changes that are being proposed, I would love to just say, yes, for sure, let's just add in Muslims and Christians. Or is there any?
Where is that out? I'm sorry.
It's in. Yeah, it's in paragraph one. The first one says.
It's on your right hand side of the statement anymore.
It says thousands of Palestinians, and so we're saying thousands of
reference to the
Palestinian
other religions,
Palestinian Muslims and Christians, just to expand the scope of like who feels seen by this statement. I think that's easy. Then the second one that I think we might be able to agree on, at least I think, is the paragraph three changes. I really appreciated the way that Raina worded paragraph three. can we go there right now? And can we skip paragraph one for now and work on paragraph three?
Sure. I guess my only regret of bringing that up again is I feel like it was awful for a time, and I feel like in a lot of ways we've done better, especially in Orange County. So, but I realize it's a point of reference that sometimes things like this can get out of hand, just like the stabbing, right? It didn't happen here. So.
Oh, are you saying you would prefer to not reference 9/11?
Yeah, I don't want to give anybody any ideas. So I don't know, like, I don't deny that happened. Sure.
What I like better about how Raina worded it is the way we had it ended up with a phrase at the end of a paragraph, right where your eye lands, that says Arabs and Muslims are terrorists. Like, if your eye is like scanning a page, you're like, wait, what? So I was like, how do we word it so it doesn't land that way? And Raina did that beautifully here.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Can you read it? So you're just saying that last sentence.
I like the way that she did the third paragraph. Which I think the first sentence is the same. So it's a change to the second sentence.
Was and there some meaning in particular in the word unquestionably? No, just because it was like, because we already use unequivocally, so I was just using a different word in the paragraph.
And can you share how you came about with the third paragraph changes?
Yeah, so the change that I made, for the third paragraph, I know we said we don't want to bring up history, but I think that there are some instances where history does need to be somewhat referenced to fully understand what is happening now. And in terms of painting a light around Arabs and Muslims being terrorists, that really, you can argue it started prior to or at 9/11, and that's been carried over up until this day and time. So I just wanted to highlight that since 9/11, what the media has done has kept on with this rhetoric that, of course, they never explicitly say Arabs and Muslims are terrorists, but they never actually denounce that Arabs and Muslims are not part of terrorist groups, or even we don't acknowledge everything that terrorist groups commit worldwide. They just never separate that. We're always kind of lumped together, and there's never that separation. So I thought bringing up 9/11 and how that's carried on up until this moment is a clear way to show that it's carried over since then, but we need to separate it now at this moment in time. So that was kind of my thought process behind the paper.
Thank you. I love paragraph two. I love the second sentence in paragraph three. We're talking about paragraph three. For the third sentence in there, I like we must combat. And then the wartime rhetoric, I prefer the wording up here of false narrative. And then I also would prefer to not reference media outlets, because I think we just need to combat that narrative in general.
Take out, instead of wartime rhetoric, false narrative, and then just take out media outlets.
Yeah, that's what I would suggest.
That depicts and would be leads, not lead.
False narrative that leads. or that depicts. Sorry.
The third paragraph? I'm fine with the third paragraph. I think it's well written, and I think it makes a really important point. And society, terrorism is not Islam. Islam is a beautiful religion, ought to be celebrated, and it's a really important point. And one the commission should endorse, that is, just because you're a terrorist doesn't make you, just because you're a Muslim doesn't make you a terrorist.
So are we good on paragraph three?
We're taking out media outlets. That would be the only change.
And changing a false narrative instead of wartime narrative.
Must combat this false narrative that depicts Arab and Muslims, Arabs, right?
Oh, yes.
Arabs and Muslims negatively and leads to hate in our communities.
There was a question about unquestionably. Are we keeping that?
No. I guess I always get weird about saying unquestionably because we should question everything. Just in general. Who knows? But
oh, and then there was also the question of do we want to take out the increase in because we should just condemn hate crimes and incidents in general. So the increase.
So then it could read, are we keeping unquestionably? Did we say no?
Yeah, all questions.
Okay. So the Orange County Human Relations Commission strongly condemns hate crimes and incidents against Muslim Palestinian Americans and Arab Americans.
So it would be left. The Orange County Human Relations Commission strongly condemns hate crimes and incidents against Muslims, Palestinian Americans, and Arab Americans. Prior to and following 9/11, Arabs and Muslims have been blamed for terrorist attacks due to the long history of racism and xenophobia in the U.S. Together, we must combat this false narrative that depicts Arabs and Muslims negatively and leads to hate in our communities. Got it? Before we start, go back to the first paragraph, I just wanted to say that in the ad hoc meetings, we did have quite a discussion about numbers, whether or not to put numbers. First, we were just talking about the fact that it's an ongoing situation. And so whatever number you put is going to be from that date of the release. But, you know, and then the other issue is the fact that some people are going to contest the number. So that's why we landed with just saying thousands. So I don't know if you guys want to discuss that concept, but I just wanted to give you a background.
I mean, I wanted to put a more specific number because this is the number that I've seen from many reports, and also in the anti-Semitism statement, we have that number, 1,400 massacre. So I thought to show the gravity of the situation that I wanted to include, it's not just thousands, it's tens of thousands. Well, it was 10,000 plus. So that was my reasoning for putting in more than 10,000. I thought that was important to show that number, as it's equally important to show for the anti-Semitism statement as well. So, yeah, but I understand why numbers wouldn't be included, especially because by the time this is released, it's an ongoing conflict. Who knows what the number would be at then. But I just to capture it as accurately as possible, that's just the number I've been seeing, so I included it in here, so it wasn't just thousands.
So when we had our discussion, I had, for the exact same reason you said, I had added 8,000. The time it was 8,000. Mm-hmm. And so we went back and forth on it, I think for everything that Heather said. And I think it's part, I think ultimately what was the deciding point was that we were looking at, so what media is saying the thousand, the number, right? Where is the number coming from? And then we referenced a statement that Biden made that there was no verification of number, that basically saying that there was no verification of 8,000. And so recognizing that, I think also how the Jewish community is feeling about this and feeling like, is it really that number or are we trusting Hamas's numbers? And so just the fact that we were going into that debate, I think is what brought us back down to just leaving it at thousands, recognizing that it's gotta be more than 1,000. So that makes it thousands plural. And
which does sound like a lot. I mean, it's not a specific number, but it's, there's an S.
There may be words that would convey a large number without even specifying thousands. We could get creative on how to reference, because I understand the desire for specificity, but I don't think I wouldn't think that that's the best thing for us to do here because of the two issues that we've talked about. And though I understand that would be preferred.
Yeah. And I understand this commission is not taking a political stance. And
but it is an opportunity to acknowledge the breadth of your community's angst about what's happening in your homeland. So, right. Which I think is important for us to do. So we can find a way through that in order to let them know and then to encourage people of Orange County, you know, how to behave.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that angst comes
from the old behavior.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that angst in the community comes from people in our government who keep denying the suffering and the data that's coming out from the Palestinian side, but they never doubt or question the data coming out from the other side. So there's that angst of we're never believed, we're never acknowledged. And even with these numbers that are coming out, it's still questioned. And these people's suffering is just kind of shoved under the rug, you know, lack of term. But so that's why I wanted to combat that narrative that our government.
Who is the government of Gaza that you're referring to? Hamas? They're the elected government.
There's also a parliament to Gaza. It's not just Hamas. Which from my understanding, I'm not an expert on this, but from my understanding, that's where this number came from, the Ministry of Gaza parliament. I understand why you don't want to put a specific number on that, but I feel like it's just agreeing with statement and false narratives that come out from our government and our media that chooses to not acknowledge the actuality and the gravity of the situation. That's my statement on this. But I know it's a collective decision.
Question about that. So as the rabbi mentioned, there's a lot in paragraph one that is seeking to bring gravity and like use words like land, the intensity of paragraph one. Some of the words that not all of us might feel comfortable with would using a definitive number of 10,000 lend enough gravity to that paragraph that you would feel comfortable removing certain things like that are more intense to make the paragraph more palatable to a broader audience.
I apologize for how political it came off. It's just what I hear and what I feel from the community.
That's why it's important to have you here.
Well,
always like different opinions, different thoughts on things. Like we battle that in every single community, not just this one.
I do want to say I truly, truly appreciate the statement
It's so, so rare to see a statement like this for the Arab and Muslim community. So even just reading it and even just seeing it on the agenda, I was not expecting it. So to have seen it, I was like, that's actually incredible that we're doing this. And for me and my community to have the space to be talking about this right now, I truly, truly appreciate it. And I would love to go more into paragraph one so we can come to a common ground on this as well. But yeah, what other... If we were to keep that gravity statement of 10,000, what would the commission like to change otherwise?
Well, I think I said earlier, just to reiterate, was we probably need to get rid of the whole historical reference.
Occupation.
Yeah, because that's just, that's us getting into the weeds of the details of historical and beyond the scope of caring about our Orange County community. And there, you know, I guess I feel like that community can decide the history and the, you know, what comes out of your homeland history and how you feel about that. Just as a Jewish person has their tie to their homeland. You see what I'm saying? Like, so I don't know that I want to like question that one way or the other, right? Like, you get to decide that, not me. So I'd rather get rid of that. But I see you have more than 10,000. So I just, yeah, I feel a little insecure about the numbers too, but I mean, I feel a little insecure about all our numbers. So a lot of this isn't, you know, not this number, but there's a lot we do that's anecdotal. Right, it's things that we're seeing that we're...
Yeah, I think it, because again, this is a statement on condemning hate here in the U.S. and here in Orange County. I understand removing the history in the first paragraph. I guess to just not take away from that message of condemnation of hate in Orange County. Even though I do believe reference to history is very important in this context, it's not a political statement, like you mentioned. So we can, how about the first sentence is kept exactly the same? We would remove under the ongoing.
Or kept exactly the same as the
original. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't like the original first sentence. I'd rather just say, as a result of the Israeli response to Hamas attack, more than 1 million Palestinians. Because I feel like that's still a reference to history.
Ron, are you saying to start off the paragraph with as a result?
Because that's what's triggered the issue today. That's what's triggered what's happening today. And then, of course, there's a reference later to let's learn from the past. We don't want to repeat that, right? So...
The phrase, the Palestinian struggle for land and home is generations long, is it's an introduction to a discussion about displacement. And for me, this, I mean, it's a replacement of the idea of using the word occupation, because I didn't think occupation would get passed. But talking about land in some way or another, I think is a really important part of having our Palestinian neighbors feel seen.
I agree. I actually really did like that first sentence. What I wasn't the biggest fan of was the second sentence, but I know there's a lot of issue with that. But I wonder if we can just, I guess, instead of now as a result of the response, and then instead of my, as a result of the bombardment, whatever, we can just go into, due to the ongoing conflict, more than 1 million Palestinians have been, so that there's no political reference to anything, and it's easier to get past.
So
So we could do as a result of the ongoing conflict instead of as a result of the two things that these statements have. Mm-hmm. Or we could just remove it and it goes straight into now more than 1 million Palestinians or as of today and skip the whole issue of as a result of.
Why is that an issue? You just said when you first started talking that of course you condemn her. Moss's attack. And that's what's triggered this whole thing.
Yeah, but I don't...
The October 7th attack.
Yeah, but I think to the issue that I've heard in the community is to keep calling it a response to that specific attack is very damaging. And it doesn't encapsulate the overall issue. It wasn't just that response. Again, I don't want to get political, but
well, that is the exact point that I'm bringing up.
Yeah.
That leaving that out is, it is political. Because in my opinion, if October 7th never happened, we would not be discussing these two press releases at all. Just, we wouldn't. I mean, this committee, we're always for anti, right? Like, we're always for not.
We're talking about pain, the pain that our neighbors are experiencing. So, the anti-Semitic story heavily focuses on one date because that pain is concentrated on a date. And the pain of our Palestinian neighbors is concentrated around the displacement, the ongoing conflict.
So, Heather, I mean, you could do 3,000 years of Jewish pain and suffering at the hands of the anti-Semites. I mean, so yeah. We either keep it specific to the date and the incident that happened and the ensuing response, or we do a historical analysis of both peoples. I mean, it's not, the Palestinians have a plight and a story that absolutely needs to be told. If that's the case, that's the position we're gonna take, then the Jewish story ought to be told too. If we're going to say October 7th was a horrific day, these are the results, and the results are there's hate crime in Orange County against Jews and against Muslims and Arabs, and we need to condemn those, that I think is a solid statement. But you're basically saying, well, Palestinians, we got to hear their history because that context of October 7th is much bigger. But for Jews, it's just about October 7th. I don't think that's accurate or appropriate for this commission today.
I was going to say,
what would you want to add?
Pardon me?
What would you want to add then to the anti-Semitic, the anti-Semitism statement?
Well,
I like the
statement anti-Semitism.
The press release.
As it is, that's why. And I like the statement that you wrote that denounces Palestinian and hate and Islamophobia, except for this first paragraph. I mean, we, as a result of what has taken place, there are innocent Palestinians who have died. And this situation has led to hate here in Orange County. And we want to condemn that. And we stand with our Palestinian brothers and sisters as they mourn the loss of their innocence.
So back to the suggestion of maybe we don't do the sentence that says as a result of.
What if we just do after the events of October 7th?
Because of the events of October
7th. I don't feel comfortable with because of.
Why not?
Because like she is saying in the community, it's a broad issue. It's a big issue.
Okay.
And again, October 7th, 1,400
people were massacred.
Yes, that's
well,
why
what's we not morally what's not morally clear about that, my friends? I mean, it's maddening to sit here and to hear close to justification. It's maddening. If we're going to talk about October 7th, let's talk about October 7th, the resulting things. But as Commissioner said, this particular incident would not have happened were it not for 2,200 homicidal maniacs coming in to another country, raping, beheading, and taking hostage infants. I mean, why is that such a struggle for this commission to condemn hate in that way. I just...
Because we already did right here.
Okay.
And that's what that statement is for. Now we're moving on to, this is for your community. We did our best to give a statement for your community. So please let us know if there's anything different. Now we're looking at her community. So we're listening to her perspective and her words of what people need us to say.
Well, I disagree with that premise. We're not doing this for particular communities. We're doing this for the county of Orange, recognizing that there's resulting hate in Orange County. We're not doing it to comfort a community or whatnot. We're making statements about what county government should say about stuff that's happening in the world. And if the county government wants to say that, you know, 1,400 dead Jews is just, you know, it's just very frustrating to sit here and to listen to the equivocation. I'm glad we did two statements. One I think works, and the second one I think works if we limit the first paragraph to a narrative that's acceptable to everybody. And the one that the new Commissioner Reyna has offered is certainly not acceptable to me in the first paragraph. And, you know, and I can vote no. So if you want to go forward, that's fine too.
How would you rewrite the first paragraph?
As a result of the events of October 7th, innocent Palestinian lives have been lost. We mourn with our Palestinian brothers and sisters, as we want no innocent lives to be lost as the result of any hate event, particularly this hate event. And then move on from there.
I think I appreciate your new statement. I think that does cover what this commission is here for. But to say as a result of October 7th, it's still implicitly putting the blame of what's happening to the Palestinians on October 7th.
And that is how I feel. Hamas is responsible for the death of innocent Palestinians. It's not the Israeli government. A nation has a right to defend itself against evil, and evil happened. So, I mean, that is how I feel. I think Israel should do its best to minimize any damage to anybody innocent, but a nation has a right to defend itself when it's attacked. And then if that government or terrorist organization uses human beings as human shields, what's that government supposed to do? That's a moral quagmire that I'm glad I'm not the general having to make those decisions.
Yeah, I agree a nation should defend itself. But when it comes to the cost of knowingly targeting places where civilians are taking shelter and claiming afterwards that their target was in that shelter, for example, a hospital. To knowingly target a hospital full of thousands of innocent civilians just to get one target, one, two, three, whatever.
What if there are rocket launchers on top of that hospital that they put there, not the innocent Palestinians or the Israelis? Well, what's the government supposed to do? How do you defend against them?
I think with the backing that Israel has, there are other ways they could go about it than bombing an entire hospital. But again, I don't want to get into all of that. I do agree that instead of saying, I would prefer to go with after the events of October 7th. And that's my statement.
I could live with that.
And just start, that would be the opening statement, sentence on that statement.
If we can leave that first sentence, I think that's a beautiful first sentence, if we can all agree on that. The Palestinian struggle for land and home generations long. And then we'd go into after the events of October 7th, more than 1 million Palestinians have been displaced.
What about the number?
The number out of that. That was kind of where we were in that, correct?
I'm hoping to leave it in, but just to be in agreement as a commission and for
for the many reasons that you've stated, if that number is a definitive issue, you can say more than thousands.
Not a word like multitudes or, you know, some non-specific but large word.
And if you just use a word, though, then it's very subjective, where a thousand is true, right? You don't know the number.
What about something like a statement about it? And then, for instance, you said, 1 million Palestinians have been displaced, but you're expecting more. You use the number 2 million, but we don't know, but a large number are going to be displaced again. Mm-hmm. And then something like, thousands have been massacred, right, including children, and more, you know, yeah, massacred is like, yeah, it's tough because it's war. So, you know.
I don't think we need to get into the and more.
Well, but I think that's to her point, like it is and more because we're in a war, and I guarantee you that the Israeli deaths are not going to stay at 1,400 from, right? I mean, it's, now it's back and forth, and I'm sure more is happening that we don't even know about. So,
and are we, as you said, we don't even know about, are we to really speak about that here? You know, because yes, there is a war going on back and forth. There is a lot, you know, we started out struggle for land, it's generations long. So we weren't a part of that specific, you know, we're going back to the specific event that brought us to making a statement in the first place. And that's what we're bringing it back around to. That's why we're, that's how we're relating it, how it connects with our people in Orange County, you know, on both sides, how people, our community is being affected by this. You know, the Palestinian Jewish conflict has been going on. We weren't part of that, even though, you know, of course, it affects people in Orange County, but this is more specific. So I think we're taking it a little too far out of the circle of having to deal with Orange County.
Both statements have a whole opening paragraph mm-hmm. dedicated to like the initial pain of like what's happening over there.
Yeah. After the events of October 7th, the resulting innocent death of Palestinians, or the death of innocent Palestinians, is horrific and hurts the heart of every human being. I don't know how we want to say it, and has resulted in people in Orange County also being the targets of hate, and we condemn both. I don't.
So this statement addresses displacement and death, and then it has like a flowery sentence, and then Raina added a conclusion to what was original here. So I think we are agreeing to put, instead of as a result of, we just say after the events of October 7th, and then there's two things after that, the displacement and the death.
Are you leaving the Palestinian struggle for land?
I like in the original statement, I like
that. I don't feel comfortable voting for that because I kind of want to stay out of the historical. I felt like that reference. Rena's point. I mean, it would be nice to get consensus if we can, to get a unanimous vote, but maybe we can't. I don't know.
The judges, we have 19 minutes left. Inside.
Okay, so that's the last vote of contention is the first sentence. Anything else we're okay on?
We get a clean read. Heather, do you mind? Are you keeping track?
I think I'm keeping track, but you guys tell me if I didn't.
I've been making notes, but then I'm not sure.
Mine says, the Palestinian struggle for land and home is generations long. After the events of October 7th, more than 1 million Palestinians have been displaced. An additional 2 million are expected to be displaced and their homes destroyed with nowhere to go and limited humanitarian aid. More than 10,000 Palestinian Muslims and Christians have been massacred, nearly half children. They have taken their last breath under concrete rubble, and many more are still longing to breathe free. We unequivocally condemn the loss of these innocent Palestinians. I think actually that last sentence is misplaced because we have like the reference to the events in paragraph one, then condolences, and then condemnation in paragraph three. So I don't know if we want to put that sentence there.
Although I feel like what I heard Rena say was that innocent Palestinians are being killed, and that's really the focus. So that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted
so maybe
to bring
it does belong there.
Condemnation to the lives lost overseas and condemnation to the hate that we see here in those.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, I got you. So leaves open the question of who we're condemning. As opposed to saying mourning the loss of life.
Which one? The last sentence.
We mourn the loss of these innocent Palestinians.
Yeah, it's a little tricky to condemn the actions of governments in statements, especially when ours is involved.
Mourn the loss of innocents.
The heaviest of words.
I do like putting innocent Palestinians in there, though, because
that's
good
point.
What if we just put innocent Palestinians up here when we're talking about the death in the middle of the paragraph? Maybe I misunderstood. I was following Rabbi's lead about
thousands of innocent dead Palestinians.
Yeah. And then I didn't know where we landed with the specificity of the number or not, because I had posed a question of if we were to leave the specificity of the number, could we remove some things like occupation and stuff? And that's where with that conversation.
So
I didn't know where people were landing about the specificity of the number.
I think we were removing the 10,000.
Oh, yeah. From my understanding, we removed the history in the first two sentences and keeping the 10,000. But I understand that there are many issues to keeping numbers.
Yeah, because it's interesting too, like nearly half our children. It's a really big number. So
again, the number, like it was at the time, it was 42% when we were writing this or something, but I don't know how specific we want to be because it could change. In fact, I think I saw something that's closer to 50 now. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. Palestinians have been killed, including children. Get away from numbers. But I think thousands encapsulates about thousands. It's big.
We're just going with thousands.
We don't know. We're just talking about it.
We need to start coming to.
Yeah, I know. For time. I think keeping the last, so in the original, that the last two sentences, the addition of that very last sentence that I added in my edits, if the commission agrees on just keeping how it was in the original and then adding that last sentence of we unequivocally, or I'm sorry, what did we change it to?
We mourn.
We mourn. But keeping it as thousands of Palestinians, Muslims, and Christians have been massacred, nearly half children. They've taken their last breath under concrete rubble, and many more are still longing to breathe free. We mourn the loss of these innocent Palestinian lives.
Palestinian lives, right, versus just Palestinians.
Yeah, Palestinian lives.
Innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And then the number, I
lost. It goes back to the original.
Okay, tell me if this is right. The Palestinian struggle for land and home is generations long. After the events of October 7th, more than 1 million Palestinians have been displaced. An additional 2 million are expected to be displaced and their homes destroyed with nowhere to go and limited humanitarian aid. Thousands of Palestinian Muslims and Christians have been massacred, nearly half children. They have taken their last breath under concrete rubble, and many more are still longing to breathe free. We mourn the loss of these innocent Palestinian lives.
Good try.
Stay through the whole thing just so we can.
Does any other reader want to go? Or should I? Okay. The Palestinian struggle for land and home is generations long. After the events of October 7th, more than 1 million Palestinians have been displaced. An additional 2 million are expected to be displaced and their homes destroyed with nowhere to go and limited humanitarian aid. Thousands of Palestinian Muslims and Christians have been massacred, nearly half children. They have taken their last breath under concrete rubble, and many more are still longing to breathe free. We mourn the loss of these innocent Palestinian lives. In Orange County, we offer our deepest and most heartfelt condolences to our Palestinian neighbors for the tragic loss of life and ongoing violence in their homeland. We condemn the horrific hate crime and murder of a 6-year-old Palestinian American boy and the stabbing of his mother. As our Muslim, Palestinian American, and Arab American communities in Orange County are grieving, we reiterate that they should not have to live in fear of harassment, discrimination, or hate anywhere. The Orange County Human Relations Commission strongly condemns the increase. Did we keep the increase?
No.
Okay, sorry. Strongly condemns hate crimes and incidents against Muslims, Palestinian Americans, and Arab Americans. Prior to and following 9/11, Arabs and Muslims have been attacked and blamed for terrorist attacks due to the long history of racism and xenophobia in the U.S. Together, we must combat this false narrative that depicts Arabs and Muslims negatively and leads to hate in our communities. We are resolute and unwavering in our stance against hate and stand committed to fighting Islamophobia in Orange County. We urge all Orange County residents to treat our Muslim, Palestinian American, and Arab American neighbors with respect and continue to hope for an Orange County where fear and violence yield to understanding and coexistence for all its residents. And then the mission of the Orange County Human Relations Commission is to seek out the causes of tension and conflict, discrimination, and intolerance, and attempt to eliminate those causes. If you have been a witness to a hate act or have been victimized, please report via the following ways: online, hate crime 211, call, text, hate activity, etc.
Motion on the floor.
I think we have to vote on each of them individually.
Oh, each one.
That'd be good.
All right, the motion for the
Number seven, review, discuss, and vote on 2024 commission meeting calendar.
Norma, I think you said before you're open to ideas. Like when you say North County, South County, if we have an idea of a place we could go.
Oh, no, I got a message from Commissioner Chapman that there's an opportunity either in Laguna Niguel or Dana Point.
So actually my first question was, does it have to be a county building? Because no. We also did a city building before.
It's there, that one, but we can even use community or spaces as long as they're ADA compliant. Mm-hmm. And for the purposes of this, that's why it says county buildings, but it's really because we want to make sure that we're accessible to everybody. So for the purposes of the vote, the commission doesn't have to figure out the spaces yet. It's just the calendar of the dates and the fact that commission will continue to keep these 1-3 meetings outside of the community as it did this past year.
Just so I understand, so the objective is to make it equitable as far as the geographically, that's why it's showing
different
locations?
Yes. Okay.
Sometimes we've gone to particular, like we were at Access last month, so like particular like centers like that.
Furthest Central, we met in Mission Viejo last year as well. And then the first one, because we're going to keep it Central, we kept it at Groundswell. But I'm open to ideas as to if there's spaces that you know of that are particularly open. Of course, we can't pay. So that's also an element here. But like I said, for the purposes of the vote, you just vote on the dates and then moving forward, if you all have some ideas, I'm open to having those discussions and making those contacts.
I'll move approval of the calendar.
All in favor?
I'd like to reword the first sentence if it's okay.
We're removing that it has to be in a county building, correct? Because I don't want to be tied to that.
Sorry?
We're removing that it has to be a county building, right? Yeah, I just don't want to be tied to that.
And a friendly reminder, the commission does not meet next month.
Yeah.
So I don't want to meet, I won't be there.
We say happy holidays too.
Number eight, conduct new elections for commission chair and vice chair for 2024 calendar year.
All right, commissioners, this is my last meeting as commission chair, and I just want to say it's been quite an experience. And seriously, thank you to the commissioners who are here who voted me in, we would like to get some nominations for the board.
This is the vote of information. Both Commissioner Matsuba has served as the chair for two consecutive years, so she can't serve as the chair anymore. And Commissioner Wang has also served 2 years in her vice chair capacity, so she can't serve as a vice chair. So I think the protocol that we've followed the last couple of years is we open the floor for nominations for vice chair, take down the names, and then do a roundabout of votes. If there is a if there's a majority vote, that, but if we do find that we're my brain is thinking in Spanish.
It's Spanish.
Trying to find the translation for that word in English.
It is bad.
Oh my God. Okay. Please now. We'll have to do another round of voting. So.
Can we get the chair first?
Yeah.
Can I nominate Jennifer? Chair.
I second that nomination.
Yeah.
And so, you can go to the vote.
Yeah. So, there's a nomination. Does anybody else want to nominate anybody else for chair? I guess we vote. Or you vote, not me.
You should get a speech.
We'll take 10 minutes. We'll take
10 minutes. I didn't want to be chair.
No, we can, yeah.
All in favor of Jennifer being on as chair?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you, Jennifer.
And then for the vice chair.
And Joanne can serve as the vice chair, right?
Rabbi?
But that goes against my plan.
Is there any other restrictions on the committee other than that? No.
Okay.
I just wonder if there was any other. No, I was going to nominate Heather.
So, nomination Heather.
You guys should know that I've never done anything like this before.
We love that.
So,
any city commissions? I've never.
Heather nominated us for vice chair. Any other nominations? Or self nomination? Self nominations, no. All right.
Who was the second for Heather's vice chair? Thank you.
And then all in favor of Heather Chow.
Thank you, Heather.
Crazy.
Any opposed?
I don't know what you're thinking.
Any opposed?
I'm going to be in the bathroom, you know, maybe.
That's what you can.
Really? Well, that was easy.
Very nice.
Number nine, commission staff reports, LGBTQIA+ community circle.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody. Sorry, I have to run. Thank you.
I'll be brief because I know it's getting late and y'all have been talking for a long time. But we just wanted to provide an update that we, and I'm Helia, by the way, for those who don't know me, I am part of the Groundswell staff team that Norma is my amazing supervisor. So last month in October 26th, we had an LGBTQ+ community circle. It was hosted in, it was co-hosted by Groundswell and the Center OC. And it was really amazing. We had about 80 people who registered and about 50 people who showed up from the community. It was a beautiful space. We shared food together, and what the space was about was really served as a listening session to hear what the LGBTQ community wanted from, like, what does hate prevention look like for that community? What does meaningful support look like for that community? And this was the first of many sessions that we're planning. We're actually in talks with Access to host another session. I know my colleague Maureen, who's not here, has already scheduled a listening session that's co-sponsored by CARE. So we're out in the community hoping to host more of these. If y'all have any community members who are looking to have a listening session to talk about what does meaningful hate prevention look like, or what people would like to see in terms of hate response and hate response support, we'd really love to host more of them. It's just the beginning, but for me, this really came about because we want to hear from the community. We can all on staff think what our ideas are about what meaningful support looks like, but we want to hear from the community. But it was a really successful first event, and we already have more on the book. So we're excited to share more as we do more of this work.
Yeah.
Of course.
Thank you. So just to remind everybody, This actually was one of Theo's ideas to bring to the table to the community after the launch or release of our hate crime report. It was, how do we take that data to affinity groups and look at that? How is it impacting their communities? And then vice versa, we're able to walk away with those nuggets of what does these communities need? Our hope is that after we do this roundabout, we're able to have enough data to share a report with this commission and also hopefully with the Board of Supervisors of, look, this is what these communities are feeling and saying, and hopefully expand our work. Thank you so much. There is one other thing, Lionel. He's our outreach and community engagement person. If you all don't know, next week is United Against Hate Week nationally, something that we learned about early last year. And this year, Lionel is heading up some amazing things for us.
Yeah, so we have a big social media push. We have tons of videos that are going to be out about just being a good bystander or upstander out in the community, but also informative information based on the hate crime report that was put out last year. But I also want to highlight from that event, I've actually hosted three presentations to community. So it's a good way to kind of just get some of the information out to communities that maybe might not be ready to have, a dialogue or any of the circles or discussions yet, but it's just to get them to start thinking about what's really happening here in Orange County and getting that information straight to them. But so if you know of any groups that are just like wondering about what's happening around hate here in Orange County, feel free to reach out to me and I can go do a presentation, which kind of just gets them really thinking about what is happening here in Orange County.
Thanks, Lionel. So Lionel offers a 45-50 minute presentation on hate data that is really just they come and get the information. And if communities want a little bit more involved and more of that dialogue, that's what he and the rest of the team are working on. So keep an eye out for our videos. We are the stars of those videos around the 5 D's of standard intervention. They're coming up next week, and we hope that if you're able to catch those, to please share, because that's how we spread the word.
Do you have
a
meeting for that?
Someone?
Guy?
You can talk about that later. Okay. We're doing this out of the goodness of our hearts. We don't have a budget for that.
Either that or we're going to meet in December.
No.
Wow.
I'm like gangbusters.
So that's next year.
Heather's like, no.
Is update from OC chiefs and sheriff, and he's not here. So item 11 is OCSD Interfaith Council update, and he left as well. So then the last is announcements from commissioners.
Yes, I have an announcement. So I wanted to share an event that's happening at UCI. I was hoping Rabbi would be here for it, but find it. Okay, so the UCI has the Center for Jewish Studies. And they are presenting the Israel-Hamas War, a 5-week update. It's Tuesday, November 14th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. in the Social and Behavioral Sciences Gateway 1517. So I just wanted to share that. I have it. I've already sent it to Norma for her to send out to the commission to share.
This Norma just remembered to send it out because I was trying to keep up with it. But you're going too fast for me, so that'll be
good.
Email.
Yeah. The Greater Huntington Beach Interfaith Council is holding a Thanksgiving gathering at 6 p.m. this Sunday at Congregation B'nai Tzedek, and they welcome people to come and bring food items for the community if they're interested.
And
is
that
this
Sunday? Can you also give that information to Norma so she can
be able to hold it? Mm-hmm. 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 So,
our Attorney General Rob Bonta came to Orange County, what he went to Irvine specifically, and hosted a session with the mayor. And there was a few, I would say a handful of organizations that were invited, including Groundswell. I know that Dawn from the team I attended on behalf of the agency I'm part of. And I have to say, it was one of those moments where I wish all of you guys were there. Because I believe Rob Bonta needs to know what's happening in Orange County. I believe the panel also included Todd Spitzer, the DA. I think he needs to also hear more from the community. But I just want to put it out there that if there's opportunities for us to communicate with our state representatives, to our, you know, our DA, I would encourage everybody to do so. That's my two cents. And I appreciate who were represented there on the panel. The panel included the local Chinese school principal, included Peter Levy from the ADL, and then included CARE, included, who else is there? I don't know what you recall.
The NAACP was there as well.
We were there, and there was one more. Oh, and then somebody from the Latino community was represented. So it was there. I know they're trying to be very mindful of being inclusive, so I do want to acknowledge that.
Will we be aware of events like that as we move forward, or is that just?
From my understanding, for that one particularly, it was done really quick, and usually those meetings are done very quick.
Usually,
and
those are also special invitations.
Yeah, special invitations,
depending on where they're being held.
And depends on who's giving the list, who gets approved. Because I also followed up and I also asked, how did you guys come about with the list, and how do we get other people onto that list?
I will have to say, with AG Bonta's office, we have a direct contact. So this commission is always invited. And usually it's a chair, vice chair. They're invited to be a part of the panel or speak or just be there. But for those specific that it's, they've held one in around different cities, Santa Ana, Anaheim, and Irvine. So they have specialized lists they work on. But this commission has been invited thanks to Chair Wayne.
All right. Meeting is officially adjourned.
Everybody.